John 6:51-56. I am the living bread which came down out of heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread which I will give is my flesh, given for the life of the world. The Jews then contended with one another, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus therefore said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within yourselves. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up in the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him.
All former Passover lambs were a type of Christ. Now he is the real lamb who will be slain for them. His blood will be shed for their sins, and his flesh will be eaten for their real life. On the one hand, his blood will redeem them from their sins. On the other hand, his flesh will supply them with life. Several times in this chapter, the Lord says that he who eats him shall live by him. Verse 53 says, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in yourselves. By eating and drinking of Christ, we shall be filled with Christ. Then we can properly live for God. In verse 54, the Lord says, He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up in the last day. Here flesh and blood are mentioned separately. When blood is separate from flesh, it indicates death. Hence, here the Lord clearly indicated his death, that is, his being slain. He gave his body and shed his blood for us, that we might have eternal life. To eat his flesh is to receive by faith all that he did by giving his body for us, and to drink his blood is to receive by faith all that he has accomplished by shedding his blood for us. This kind of eating of his flesh and drinking of his blood is to receive him in his redemption as life and the life supply by believing in what he did for us on the cross. By comparing this verse with verse 47, we see that to eat the Lord's flesh and drink his blood is equal to believing in him, because to believe is to receive.